Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the epistle reading. Starting again at verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul writes, "Working together with him then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, 'In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you.' Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This is God's word. If you haven't read it, Tuesdays with Maury, published in 1997, is the true story of how sports writer Mitch Albom becomes reacquainted with his former college professor, Maury Schwartz. This happens shortly after Maury is diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. Maury was Mitch's favorite teacher in college because he was so unconventional and so insightful. And Mitch decides that although he hasn't spoken to his favorite teacher since graduation, he needs to go see him to say goodbye. Mitch's goodbye turns out to be a series of consecutive Tuesdays spanning many months. And during that time, one of the things that Maury said to Mitch was this, and I quote, "Everybody knows they're going to die, but nobody believes it. If we did, we would do things differently. There's a better approach than kidding ourselves to know you're going to die and be prepared for it at any time. That's better. That way you can actually be more involved in your life while you're living. Every day, have a little bird on your shoulder that asks, 'Is today the day? Am I ready? Am I doing all I need to do? Am I being the person I want to be?' The truth is, once you learn how to die, you learn how to live. Most of us walk around as if we're sleepwalking. We really don't experience the world fully because we're half asleep, doing things we automatically think we have to do. Learn how to die, and you learn how to live." End quote. Professor Maury Schwartz. Have you learned how to die? Can you deal with the thought of your own death? Well, I'm here to tell you today that the Christian faith is uniquely able to help you wrestle with questions of death and life. Now, there is wisdom in what Maury Schwartz said. He knew, as we all know, that when there's something really unpleasant that we have to deal with, and what could be more unpleasant than thinking about your own death, a very common reaction is simply to delay. We do this all the time. You have a really difficult conversation you need to have with someone, you delay. You have a big assignment or project to do, you delay. You think about making some hard changes in your life, I'll start tomorrow. You think about the truth that one day you will be dead. How are you going to deal with that? Will you delay? A word of advice? Don't. The Bible says, now is the day of salvation. Now. Why now? Why today? Because you know as well as I do that there are no guaranteed tomorrows. But not only that. It's not just act now, the deal ends tomorrow. What God is offering you today will enable you to make peace with that bird on your shoulder, the one Maury Schwartz was talking about, the one that keeps asking, is today the day? Am I doing all that I need to do? Am I being the person that I want to be? I don't know about you, but as I consider those questions, I'm terrified. No, I'm not being the person I want to be. Are you? No, I'm not doing all that I need to do. Are you? Is today the day? I have no way of knowing. Am I ready? Ah, finally. This is what makes the Christian faith so persuasive and powerful and beautiful. Finally, a question that we can answer yes to. I can say, and so can you, yes, I am ready. You can look that bird on your shoulder square in the eye and say, I am ready because Jesus lived, Jesus died, Jesus rose again, and Jesus lives and rules. If today is my last day on earth, I'm ready. Because my last day here is my first day in eternity. I'm ready for what comes next. And it's more than just a quote-unquote better place. I will be with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in perfect love and joy. He has paid for my way there. So yes, I'm ready. Do you have that confidence? You can. If you don't, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to shift your ultimate trust from yourself to Jesus Christ, who has secured your future with His life, death, and resurrection. Now is the time to shift your functional trust from your performance to Jesus' performance, from your track record to His. Think about it. The Bible says God has made it possible for all people to live with Him forever. So if you're convinced that Jesus has opened this door for you, what's there to be afraid of? What's there to be worried about? Don't you see? The promise of eternal life is not just about your final exit. It changes life now. Today. There is always more beyond for you in Christ. The promise that things really will be better. So with all of that taken care of by a gracious God, given to you as pure gift, something you do not have to work to earn, you can be fully engaged in what you're doing. You can really live life. None other than Martin Luther himself is quoted as saying, "Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree today. Do you understand what he's saying? Because Jesus has made you eternal in your connection to him, you can relax and do what needs to be done today. In fact, it makes what needs to be done today honorable, holy work. You can have this peace. You can welcome that bird on your shoulder. You can possess this purpose and perspective. And you can have it now in Christ. Would you pray with me, please? Father, when at last I near the shore and the fearful breakers roar between me and the peaceful rest, then while leaning on thy breast, may I hear thee say to me, "Fear not, I will pilot thee." Amen.